Love your choice there. A little Snoop Dogg getting us going on this Friday morning. There you go. Turn that up a little bit here. Come on. Bring it, Snoop.
The pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Joining us now, Jerry J-Man Joyner, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of a TV show and also a podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Back again with us. Good morning, sir. Welcome back in.
Thanks for having me, JT. You know, there's a new buzz at bingo.
A new buzz at bingo? Tell me about it.
Well, you know, we got all these older Americans embracing using cannabis, according to a recent Michigan University survey.
Yeah, and half of them are lying about it, and they're already using it and have been using it for quite some time. I think that stat's probably off a little bit. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think it's a much higher number.
Yes,
for sure.
There you go. Of course. All right, J-Man, we've in Alabama started moving towards medical marijuana and passing that. It seems to be the wave across the country to just not only legalize medical marijuana, which I am in favor of, by the way, if it's regulated and it's, you know, obviously cleaned and it's, you know, prescribed. But on the other hand, there's a lot of reason and a lot of pushback from the other side that says, look, we're opening the floodgates for problems here in every direction you can imagine. Your thoughts on where we are as a country in decriminalizing, legalizing not only medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana and THC and so many other forms. I mean, we're talking about kids getting a hold of gummies and cookies. The concern is there. Once again, marijuana, you start allowing this to happen. Then what's next? And then the argument on the other side is, well, you know, got no problem going to buy a bottle of whiskey, do you? So what's the problem with marijuana? So your thoughts on the sweeping wave right now in our country?
Well, we've got 70 to 80% of Americans in favor of adult use legal marijuana, according to a recent Gallup and Pew survey. When have we had that many Americans agreeing on something, JT? That's amazing thing. How we might be bringing the country back together. But you brought up a great point. There are a lot of bad products out there, especially with the plethora of these legal THC products. While y'all are reviewing this in Alabama, you can go to just about any convenience store or these faux dispensaries, and you can get a THC product that's 100% legal. It will show up on a drug test, and they're readily available all over Alabama.
You know, there's some CBD products that have proven to be pretty good and beneficial for people with, you know, muscle injuries or other, you know, illnesses or problems that they're going through. And I had one guy that was on opioids for back pain after surgery for years and became addicted and actually said to me, it, you know, became, I wasn't managing my pain anymore with these opioids, JT. I ended up having to manage my addiction until his son, who did research with CBD products in Colorado, said, look, there are oils now, Dad, that you can try. And he went home, went through DTs on his own, shut the bedroom door, and didn't come out for 3 days. And that was 7-8 years ago and has not looked back since. His back pain's gone and managed now by CBD products that are legal, and got off the opioids. So I get the medical benefits on that side. What about the recreational side now? I mean, are we just trying to relive our Woodstock days, or how many older folks are doing this? And what seems to be, you know, moving in this direction? What's going on?
Well, it's the modality of ingestion of these products now. That's a big word, a big set of words for old J-Man here. But because I grew up in the 70s, I'll be 50 in April on 420. That's my actual birthday, 420. And I've always smoked it because that was the way it was available. Some people made some brownies that didn't taste very good. So we grew up smoking it. Today's time, the people that are using marijuana cannabis products more likely than not are eating a gummy or starting to drink weed.
I haven't heard about that one. I've certainly heard about the gummies.
Yeah, I tried it, JT. I couldn't keep that can lit, you know. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
They came out with these low-dose, you've got them there in Alabama, THC products that are called sessionable. In other words, you can get a buzz me up. It's got 5 milligrams of THC, so it's kind of like drinking a beer. for most people. You feel the effects fairly quickly, so you don't have the problem with some of the edibles where you have to wait to see if it really kicks in. This is going to be huge in 2024. Total Wines and Specs, two of the biggest retailers, have THC end caps now in 45 states.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I see it coming, and it's going to be just a matter of time here, as there is a lot of pushback in the state of Alabama on making this recreational. Go ahead.
You brought up the part about kids. You know, that's in the press a lot, JT, and it's a problem, especially when parents or caregivers leave these products out for the kids to get access to.
Yes.
No different than a gun, different than alcohol, chemicals, all these things. And, you know, we've had that opioid addiction problem. Our veterans are getting so much relief since the VA said, hey, we're not going to take your benefits away if you test positive for cannabis, because we're starting to see the benefits and help. My 85-year-old mother rubs a cream on her foot. THC cream. She doesn't get high. No psychotropic effect.
Right.
She had to smuggle that particular cream from Colorado down to Texas to give it to her.
Yeah,
but she gets relief from that.
Before my mom passed away last February, she was using that same cream, it sounds like, for relief with her arthritis. She was 87 years old, and there was no high or buzz going on there, but it certainly did help with her pain. So, yeah, there are certain benefits that I'm 100% on board with. But once again, I'm still just a little leery on opening up the floodgates across the board on it. J-Man, always a pleasure. Thank you for sharing the other side with me. I appreciate you being here. Once again, Jerry J-Man Joyner, host of that TV show and a podcast called Weed and Whiskey.